Support for this program provided by Girdwood, Alaska. Take a drive down the scenic highway past Beluga Point. Hike Bird Ridge and enjoy what Girdwood has to offer. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Trip Krause in for Antonia Gonzalez. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, its 2020 demographic data shows about a 25% increase from the 2010 census in the number of American Indians and Alaska Natives who self-reported and were not combined with any other race. That puts the estimated total about 3.7 million, or 1.1% of the total U.S. population. Between the 2010 and 2020 data, American Indians and Alaska Natives who reported in a combination with another race rose by about 160% and now account for 2.9% of the total population. The census data will be used to determine levels of federal funding to tribes and tribal communities, as well as legislative redistricting. Tribal and health officials with the Forest County Potawatomi community are warning of COVID-19 cases that have been linked to the tribe's recent powwow in Wisconsin. Daniel Kading reports.
As of Thursday, a tribal spokesperson confirmed that two people who attended the powwow had tested positive for the virus. Tribal Chairman Ned Daniels Jr. said in an announcement on social media that the tribe is taking extra precautions, including postponing future large gatherings.
I don't ever want to see our community shut down because of this virus again, but postponing a large gathering is one way we can help right now.
The Lac du Flambeau and Menominee tribes are also urging people to get tested if they attended the event. Medical Director Amy Slagle with the Menominee Tribal Clinic said they had tested about 40 people as of Thursday.
None have been positive who've identified it being at that powwow.
But Slagle says it may be this week before any new cases emerge that could be tied to the event. The powwow typically draws hundreds of people from across the region. For National Native News, I'm Danielle Kading.
A federal appeals court is considering the case of a woman who was raped by a Bureau of Indian Affairs officer. And now it's asking Montana Supreme Court to determine whether law enforcement agencies in the state can be held liable when their on-duty officers sexually assault someone. Montana Public Radio's Freddie Manadas has more.
The question from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals stems from a 2018 federal case in which former BIA officer Dana Bullcoming coerced and impregnated a Northern Cheyenne woman after threatening to arrest her. The woman, identified by her initials in court documents, sued Bullcoming, the BIA, and the federal government for damages and child support. A judge found Bullcoming liable for the rape and awarded the woman $1.6 million. However, the judge ruled the federal government, including the BIA, was not liable for Bullcoming's actions. That's different from Montana laws, which allow local law enforcement agencies to be held liable for actions of their on-duty officers. In the court's question to the High Court filed Monday, they write this federal policy creates a dichotomy that likely has a disproportionate effect on Montana's indigenous population, who are more likely to interact with federal officers. Bullcoming pleaded guilty in 2018 to deprivation of rights under the color of law and is serving a 3-year prison sentence. For National Native News, I'm Freddie Monades.
The Navajo Nation will return to its orange status restrictions in the wake of a new surge of COVID-19 cases. The restrictions will include capacity levels for businesses. On August 11th, the Navajo Department of Health reported 49 new COVID-19 cases for the nation and 2 more deaths. A blood quantum requirement prevents Native Hawaiians from passing their land leases under the 1920 Hawaiian Homes Commission Act to family members with less than 1/4 Hawaiian blood. A proposed federal bill would lower the blood quantum requirements from 25% to about 3%. A former Navajo Nation president has passed away. 5th Navajo Nation President Kelsey Begay died of natural causes Friday in Flagstaff, Arizona. He was 70. For National Native News, I'm Trip Krause.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.